AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says President Trump's threats of new tariffs over Greenland are a mistake, especially between long-standing allies. And she's calling into question Trump's trustworthiness after he agreed last year not to impose more tariffs on EU countries. The president will be in Switzerland for the Davos Forum. Ukraine's leader may shun the forum because of continued fierce Russian attacks on his nation's energy suppliers.
Russia bombarded Ukraine with more than 300 drones and ballistic and cruise missiles in its latest nighttime attack on the power grid, President Volodymyr Zelensky says, as Moscow gives no public sign that it's willing to end the invasion of its neighbor anytime soon. The attack knocked out heating to more than 5,600 apartment buildings in the capital Kyiv, Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says. Nearly 80% of the affected buildings had recently had their heating supply restored after a major Russian barrage on January 9. Zelensky now says his trip to the World Economic Forum remains under doubt following the Russian attack on the grid, but he would travel to Davos if documents for a proposed peace settlement in Ukraine are ready for signing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Minneapolis, Scott Thau says federal immigration agents detained him, a U.S. citizen, at his home.
They pointed a gun to me and my daughter-in-law, and then they told me to come out here without my clothes on. I was short only, and then they just handcuffed me right there.
The detention is part of a larger surge of federal agents in the Twin Cities. Tao told the AP his four-year-old grandson watched and cried. Tao was led out in handcuffs, wearing only sandals and underwear, with just a blanket wrapped around his shoulders. He says agents eventually realized he was a U.S. citizen with no criminal record and was released. This is AP News. Netflix has a new deal for a big Hollywood studio.
Netflix is revising its $72 billion offer for Warner Brothers Discovery to make it an all-cash transaction. The company said Tuesday the revised deal simplifies the transaction structure, provides more certainty of value for Warner Brothers stockholders, and speeds up the path to a shareholder vote. The company said that the all-cash transaction is still valued at $27.75 per Warner Brothers share. Stockholders will also receive the additional value of shares of Discovery Global following its separation. Both companies' boards approved the amended all-cash deal. Netflix has been dueling with Paramount Skydance for Warner Brothers. I'm Julie Walker.
A surfer had minor injuries from being bitten by a shark in the fourth attack off the coast of Australia's most populous state in 3 days. Beaches in the area are closed indefinitely. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.